This is Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. This morning I wanted to talk about weaning the baby from the bottle. I think it's really imperative to wean the baby off the bottle as close to the first birthday as possible. There's a couple different ways to do it. One, I recommend that everybody around the baby, everybody in the baby's life, grandma, dad, aunts, uncles, everybody gets into an agreement that this is when we're going to wean the bottle. There's nothing worse than having the child go through 2 or 3 days of whining and crying and fussiness coming off the bottle, and then somebody comes and says, "Here's my baby's bottle." That just makes everything worse and prolongs the pain. I know that they have the baby's best interest in heart, but really it's very good for the baby to come off the bottle at a year. Pediatric dentists tell me that they can tell at the first checkup at what age the child came off the bottle. So here's a couple of ways that you can do it. One, you can start putting water in the baby's bottle and everything else he likes in his cup. And then that way he'll kind of throw the bottle to the side and go for the cup. The second way is to gather up all the bottles, put them in a bag, and go to a pasture with some baby cows or to the neighbor's house that has a dog and say, "We're going to give the bottles to the dog or the baby cow." That helps to teach empathy as well. The other thing you can do is just gather up all the bottles and pitch them. Don't make a big production out of it, and then they're gone. And the child will be fussy from 1 to 3 days, and then after that, it's all over with. Now, talking about weaning the bottle, at the same time, we're going to be weaning from formula to cow's milk. And if you go cold turkey one day, the baby's on formula, the next day on whole milk, there can be some problems with constipation. So you want to wean to whole milk over about a week. Start by adding some milk to the formula, some cow's milk to the formula, like half and half, half whole milk, half formula, and then less formula every day until you're totally at cow's milk. And talking about that, a child, after they're off of formula, they only need 2 8-ounce servings of milk per day. So there's not a whole lot of nutrition once we've gotten off of formula. There's not a lot of nutrition in the cow's milk. So don't overdo it. It can cause some problems like anemia, constipation. So you don't want to get into that. I hope this is helpful. As always, if you have any questions, write us at info@nocryingbabies.com. Happy parenting.